Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kojo Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. My guest today is co-founder of Onshore Solutions, Amanda Magazine. Onshore Solutions is organizer of East Africa's flagship travel show, the Magical Kenya Travel Expo. This year's edition has gone virtual, and with few days to the event, Amanda walks me through what participants and exhibitors should expect at this year's gathering. Good afternoon and welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. And I have the privilege of speaking to Amanda Magazine. She's the co-founder of Onshore Solutions, organizers of Magical Kenya Travel Expo. And I'm going to hand over to her for her to reintroduce herself. Amanda, good day.
Hi, Kojo. Thank you for having us with you today. My name's Amanda Margeson from Onshore Solutions, and my business partner, Jackie Reynolds, who joins us on the platform. We started Onshore Solutions over 15 years ago to create a company that would offer a platform to African tourism products to market themselves internationally, taking their products directly into market, and created a brand called Africa Showcase. We cover most of the continents and are usually on the road. COVID has brought about many changes for us, and we started looking at opportunities to market Onshore and Africa Showcase in an online or virtual format. So things have definitely changed over the last 18 months. We are normally on the road and really love going into the markets and immersing ourselves in each of the destinations while we market Africa, to the international destinations. So 5 years ago, we were appointed by Kenya Tourism Board to manage Magical Kenya Travel Expo and bring the show to an international format, as recognized with many other the tourism and trade international exhibitions. And we are pleased to say that 5 years down the line, Magical Kenya Travel Expo is well recognized as one of the must-visit African tourism trade shows. Unfortunately, this year, as most other shows have been taken online, we have been forced to take Magical Kenya into a virtual platform. But I am pleased to say that it's going really, really well, and I'll be able to give you and your viewers an update in terms of where we're at.
Okay, good. Excellent. And I think that yesterday's announcement or the broadcast by President of South Africa, with respect to adjusted level one, has, if you like, resonated some kind of a new feeling amongst the business, business event sector. What do you have to say about that? Because we had the summit where we met after what, 2 years that we met again. I mean, 1 year and 18 months. But what's your take on yesterday's announcement? Because South Africa is a major player when it comes to the meetings, space in Africa.
Yeah, I think, Kojo, it was lovely to see everybody. The Africa Travel and Tourism Summit that was hosted by South African Tourism in Johannesburg last week was one of the first events that I think gave us the opportunity to all get together. They hosted it as a hybrid event, which gave people the opportunity to connect digitally, but also gave us the opportunity that we're able to travel. And a lot of the speakers that traveled in from bordering countries to actually come together for the first time in a very long time. And I must say that energy and that feeling of being around people again and being able to share knowledge and stories was amazing. I don't think that we will ever replace the physical events. And I think that's what, certainly as an organizer, we were all considering at the beginning of COVID, is that would digital take over, your physical events? And I think 2 years down the line, it's very evident that it might integrate, but I don't think it'll ever take over completely. I think there's a lot of digital fatigue. And as an organizer, the amount of work that goes into creating a digital experience is a lot more than actually a physical show. Not to take away the amount of work that goes into a physical event, but there's a lot more pre-planning. There's a lot more touch points in terms of ensuring that people are online. And it is definitely a very different experience. So we didn't take it lightly to make the decision to do Magical Kenya virtually. I think with South Africa opening to level one, it definitely offers all of us a lot of positivity. There's obviously the discussions of the red lists and, you know, with Kenya moving off the red list as recently as about 2 weeks ago, South Africa is hoping we're going to follow soon. And I know, you know, between Germany and the rest of Europe, between Kenya and South Africa, the border rules and regulations are changing. So we're definitely hoping to get Africa off the red list as a whole. And, you know, we know that international travelers are coming through to the continent. And it's important that we market ourselves as a country and as a destination.
Excellent. Obviously, I mean, last year we're looking forward to the, you know, a decade of MKTE, obviously, because of COVID, it didn't happen. Yes. And yes. This year, we all had the hopes that things would change. There were, you know, different variations, and it's an evolving situation. So we started January, and there's a third wave, there's a fourth wave, or there's, you know, yes. Either there was, vaccine nationalism or hesitancy or something. Put all together, we never had a chance of, you know, opening up. And now, MKT, as an organizer of the event, you announced, you know, a week or 2 weeks ago that we're going to have the event, and it's happening next week. Can you run us through exactly how you arrived at that, and what your stakeholders should expect at this event, virtual event?
Sure. Look, we started talking to Kenya Tourism Board a long time before MKTE 2020 in terms of making a decision as to if we would run a physical or virtual show. And it became apparent very quickly that running a physical event was going to be very restrictive in terms of what was possible. We actually put the cancellation in for a physical event quite early, and at that time did not put forward a virtual option. Moving to this year, we were obviously hoping that it was going to be a physical event. And there were so many other virtual experiences and shows that people decided to leave it until 2021 and come back with a bang. By March, we were already looking at doing a physical event and the possibility of a hybrid event. But, you know, over the international borders with quarantines changing, COVID regulations, vaccines, vaccine passports, health passports, your rules and regulations were so different for so many regions. And it was almost an impossible end goal to manage, to try and navigate how we were going to get the buyers out to Kenya and host them in a safe environment. And there was no guarantees. And I think that was really key in terms of deciding to take this virtually is, you know, first and foremost, is the safety of our buyers and marketing the country to those buyers so that they can bring their guests back. The last thing we wanted was any of those abnormalities to create a void for MKTE and to not have those buyers arrive and then suddenly have a hybrid event. So the decision was also made from a cost point of view to run a virtual event 100%. We have looked at a technology that would be very user-friendly as a virtual platform for the buyers and for the exhibitors, a system that offered us a meetings platform to create a portal where your buyers and your exhibitors could meet, but also where your exhibitors could meet exhibitors and could also do interviews with the media. Furthermore, we were able to offer a whole lot of sessions. So you create your own experience with your own event. You have 2 days. So first of all, the show will take place on the 5th and the 6th of October, next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. It will run all day and it is driven by time zones. So what that meant really was that our buyers were able to have meetings in real time for themselves. And our exhibitors could choose if they were targeting specifically the American buyers, that they would be able to open their diaries early in the evening to be able to meet with those buyers. If they were targeting the Asian market, that they could get up early in the morning and open their diaries for their targeted markets. So we targeted buyers from your usual core markets, from the US, from America, from UK, and from Europe. We also then focused on the emerging markets, two that come to mind at the moment being India and China, that fall into those emerging markets for Kenya Tourism Board. And then when we opened the sessions, we had a look at what power panels we could focus on. So the theme around MKTE 2021 would be reigniting the magic of travel. And by looking at that, we wanted to see how we could incorporate something new and something fresh in terms of the sessions. And we looked at the power panel sessions of having two per day. They each run for an hour, and we have some fantastic speakers that will be online next week. We had a look at the changing landscapes of Africa's source markets, and that panel was chaired by Chris Mears from ATTA. Travel with a Purpose was very interesting for us because that looked at the sustainability of tourism and, you know, the changing environment that global travel has seen, you know, during COVID, and how do we give back to that environment? Then the digitization of destinations, William Price from Digital Mavericks was hosting that panel. And it was really about this fast moving digital world that we looked at and how innovative tools have been brought forward to focus the destination images in the world of social media. And how do you grab the attention of the audiences, whether it be trade or consumer, to move forward in terms of your own marketing objectives. So we had some really interesting speakers on that panel that were coming through from South Africa, from Westgrow, from Seychelles Tourism. And it was really nice to see how all of those elements gelled together. And then we have offered video on demand sessions, which is videos that can keep you busy during your diary. If you have a gap in meetings or if you wanted to know a little bit more about the destination or a city tour, you can click into the video on demand section and you can watch those at your leisure. They are also available on the platform for the month after the show. One further addition we had was the sponsored sessions that offered experience sessions, and that is open to all of our exhibitors where they are able to have their own speaker session or seminar. And that also would sit then in the video on demand session for people to come and view at their leisure. But yeah, Kojo, we've focused on 100 exhibitors. We had a look at over 200 international buyers and 200 trade. We've met all of our targets. The media are still registering to come on board. And as I say, you know, the media are able to interview the exhibitors on the platform. The nice thing about digital, as much as we are not all together, is that it offers us a wide location of reaching exhibitors and buyers that might not usually be able to come through. And I think also, you know, we have always hosted buyers to come to MKTE. They would usually experience a wonderful fam trip prior to the actual show itself. And while we can't do that this year, we'll be offering the buyers almost an incentive trip for next year. The top buyers that perform on the platform will be offered an incentive trip for early 2022. Although we've had to do away with some of the normal physical elements, we've been able to add in a lot of extras and make sure that it is a jam-packed program for the 2 days and that nobody is left behind. We've got a business buzz session as well, which is open to trade visitors. And this gives the trade an opportunity to do 5-minute meetings with exhibitors that they might want to chat to. And they are able to pop in and talk to people that are available on the platform. So it's a very, very interactive platform. And as I say, user-friendly, we've chosen the company that we are working with because of their high performance of the servers to avoid any downtime or internet interruptions. And also, obviously, with the protection of data that we need for all of these international attendees. So I hope that gives you a good overview.
No, it gives me a great sense of what we are to expect, you know, media, the sector, and everybody who is willing to understand what new things Magica Kenya and, you know, Africa is offering. But I mean, it's a great point that you did mention of your connectivity and data and all of that. I think it gives a bit of an assurance that you are taking into consideration how you will ensure that there's, you know, stable internet connectivity. But one point I'd like to touch on is that how do you do participants or exhibitors have the option of, for example, going in to listen to, you know, a specific session and then log out and come in again? Because like you said, there's been, you know, digital fatigue, if you like, Zoom or meetings or whatever platform that you're using. And how do you intend to give people some flexi time?
Okay, so as I say, I mean, in order to gain access to the platform, you do need to register. You will get a unique username and password. It is a seamless process. So if you go to the mkte.co.ke website, the applications are available for the exhibitors, buyers, trade, and media. Once you've applied and you are given your username and access, you would go straight through from that link on the email into the platform that we are using. You don't need any other coding. You don't need any other access points. And you create your own event. So you'll be given your own diary and schedule. The sessions are all listed. Some of them are time-driven. So, for example, the opening ceremony will be live on Tuesday morning, and you will be able to either watch that live as media thereafter. There is a media briefing, which will be managed live. But if you are choosing one of the power panels or any of those sessions, once you've watched it live at the time, you can then go back in and have a look at it. It'll be recorded and it'll be kept on there in case you miss it. So we've done that specifically for your international buyers that might not be awake at that specific time, or might have already gone to sleep in the evening by the time we have events on the go, and they can watch it the following day. So those sessions are available for the 2 days, definitely when the show takes place. And as I said, will be up for 30 days thereafter.
Okay. No, excellent. Because it's really important that people, obviously, I mean, the virtual world or the hybrid world is exciting, but at the same time, people like to, you know, pick and choose which sessions or which, panel they would like to listen to. So that's great. But in terms of what are the main areas, I know that the exhibitors should be there, people will be doing, you know, B2B, but if you have to tell someone why he or she should be part of this, what would that one thing be?
I think the purpose is to bring Africa to the forefront and focus on what we have to offer, the international platform. We're trying to reignite the magic of travel to Africa. You know, we have these wide open spaces, and I think the concerns of travelers going to cities in future are going to be a lot higher than they have been before. Africa really is focusing on, you know, wide open spaces, the security amongst a safari, you know, where you can have three people on a vehicle as opposed to being jam-packed in a bus, you know, right next to somebody that you might never have met before. The COVID protocols, you know, go without saying, and we have really tried to not focus this event on COVID protocols because everybody has to have that in place as it is. But to rather focus on the knowledge and education that we can give the audience and talk about travel within Africa. And the topics that have been chosen for the seminars, as I said, you know, was really ideal to look for something new, fresh, speakers that they haven't heard before, and possibly debates that have not happened before. So, you know, when we had a look at the speakers for each of these panels, it wasn't, you know, a common speaker that had been used at previous events immediately that came to mind. We really thought outside the box and stretched the imagination of our team in terms of offering some really good content. So I think if you follow our social media channels, whether it be through Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, or Twitter, you'll be able to see the updates that are going out. We've already had a lot of engagement on all of those platforms. If you are registered on the system, you'll be getting reminders as to the sessions and seminars. They are all available on your site. So once you connect and once you get into your own event, you're able to save them. So they go straight through to your calendar and it integrates with your own Outlook calendar. And really from our side, we have to put Kenya on the map in terms of starting tourism again. And there was no ways that we could miss Magical Kenya Travel Expo taking place this year. There are so many people that look forward to it. We had tons of calls throughout 2020. Yes, ideally, we would like to be in a physical environment, but I think this is almost just like a springboard or a launching platform for us to move into 2022 and put Africa top of mind or keep Africa top of mind.
So, I suppose that when we are back to physically meeting at MKTE, the 10th anniversary or the a decade of MKTE was still happening, you know, physically, just like, it did happen at the Olympics and at the European Football Championship, you know what I'm saying? But
it's
finally,
going to be such a good 10 years, Kojo. We're going to have celebrated exactly. It for 3 years in a row.
Perfect. But, on the issue of youth and women empowerment, do you have any, topics on those particular subjects? And if you like sustainability, or if you may want to touch on bit of all of that in the next 2 minutes.
We haven't focused on women empowerment. As I say, we focused on the elements that are really key at the moment. I think travel with a purpose is important. It's not just about giving back to the environment, but about meaningful research projects, which includes the community upliftment. Women in tourism does fall into part of that. And, Kenya's signature experiences that are recognized are around conservation and keeping families together. And we discuss the individual role players in the tourism industry for that purposeful travel. So that is fantastic, and how they realize an African dream. So, travel with a purpose is definitely something to listen to. It's on the 5th of October at 11:30, all East African time. The digitization of destinations, as I mentioned, that's on the 5th of October at 2:30. And that really focuses on boosting that visibility of each of those destinations, whether it be through meaningful apps or strategic social media marketing campaigns. The changing landscapes was really important for us because Africa's source markets are changing and your traveler is changing. So we know already out of some of the destinations where Russia was an emerging market in the past, it's now coming to top of mind for many of the destinations, and highlighting elements like air access and travel restrictions and what your traveler is actually looking for, whether they be traveling in families, smaller groups, your young backpackers. How does that navigate this tourism world for each of the destinations and how they look at marketing? Tourism before and after the pandemic was quite a controversial discussion for us because is there after the pandemic just yet? That'll take place on the 6th of October at 2:00. And we did leave it to the afternoon panel. I think it is going to be an exciting panel. We've got some great speakers on that panel from an academic point of view and from an industry point of view. But, incorporating past learnings of natural disasters like, the tsunami that came out of Thailand and how Thailand actually focused on moving their destination forward in a very successful manner. Disease management in cases like SARS and previous Ebola stories, that tourism channel and booking trends focus on future innovation and how you move forward, whether it be for corporate or for leisure travel. So, we're looking forward to all of these exciting topics. We have a full program next week. And whether you come as the trade and you really are on the platform for a few hours listening to the platform or the recordings, or whether you are a serious buyer or exhibitor taking part, I think we're going to have a fantastic 2 days.
Amanda, thank you so much for your time.
It's an absolute pleasure, and thanks for having us once again. It was great to see you again last week.